If you're writing a title down today, you can write down God's recipe for life and health. God's recipe, not in a cookbook or something like that. I'm talking about God's recipe for life and health. And a lot of people are not getting healed because they're not following God, what the Word of God tells us. That's where your medicine is. The Gospels are. Sure, we all go through something in our life, you know. We open a door to whatever it is, and it comes in. But we can fight it with our antibiotic shot. What is that? The Word of God. And that's what God wants us to use, the Word of God. And, you know, the recipe. I want you to look in Proverbs 4, and we'll start at verse 20. Proverbs 4 and verse 20. And it tells us, my son, give attention to my words. In other words, I see you're looking at me, you're looking at the scripture. Pay attention to those words. Give attention to those words. And then next it says, incline your ear to my saying. They incline their ear. They want to hear what you're saying. They're listening to what? It says, my son, give attention to my word, right? Incline your ear to my saying. In other words, you're not listening to something else. You're not doing anything else. You're listening to, you're inclining your ear to God's saying. Verse 21. And it tells us, do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. In other words, I don't know about you, I'm just going to, we've got another verse to read, but I can remember coming up and hearing scriptures, and, you know, especially in children's church, you'll hear a lot of learning scriptures, and then you get into big church, and then you hear the pastor say some scriptures, and, you know, and then older you get, and something, you're going through something, and all of a sudden, that scripture pops back up. I don't care how long it's been. It could have been 70 years, and it's Scripture still in their heart, because what he tells us, don't let it depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart. So I don't care how old you are, you're going to have God's word into your heart. And then look at verse 22, and it says, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. That right there ought to be your prayer every day. To keep your eyes focused, pay attention to the words that God says. And there's two things that men strive above anything else, and it's about life and health. And I said men, but it's the human race. You strive for that. You want life and you want health. And, you know, in God's words, or his words, God has given us a recipe to attain health and life. We can attain it. Sure, do we go through a few things? Do we get knocked down? Yes, we do. I mean, we just heard it, you know, some people had some type of sinus. They had some kind of, you know, whatever it was. But you not got knocked down, but you got back up. Because I've seen a lot of people get knocked down and they get run over by the back wheel. But you see what I'm saying? We just got to keep going forward. Get knocked down, but get up. And I can remember we used to do a football drill in high school. I don't know if they do it now. It might be too strenuous for them. But you get knocked down. I mean, they hit you with a dummy, not a person. But they'll knock you down, and then you got to crawl. You'll have to crawl at least the length of this platform. You crawl. You don't get up. They just keep knocking. They don't want you to quit either. But if you start to get up, they'll hit you again, and you get down, you go. But you keep going. You're crawling. They call it like a four-legged dance. You're just going all the way from one end to the other because you're not giving up. And we know, you know, and it's a recipe that we need to do in life because we want life and health. I don't know about you, but I don't like being sick. Anybody like being sick? Okay, well, good. This message for you then if you don't like being sick. And I tell you, when things come up, or not even just sick, just being sore, your muscles get sore. You do something. Or the other day, I run into the wind caught our gate and it slammed up on my arm and it turned blue. She said, "You got that old person mark." old people, Mark. I said, you know, so I had to wear a long sleeve shirt for a couple of weeks, and then I looked at it, it's gone. Okay, that's good. And every time I open that gate and that wind catches, you ain't going to give me that, old people, Mark. You understand what I'm saying? You learn from God's word. You pay attention to what he's telling. And I learned from going out that door, out that gate, and that wind. I mean, it's a big gate, and the gate caught it and then blew it back. And my arm just happened to be in there. Praise the Lord. And you say, wow, that must have been something else. I said, yeah, it was good. God protected me because it could have broke my arm. Praise the Lord. But, you know, he tells us first that life comes only through the word. That should be tied up to that. That should be a biblical card right there. Hook up with God's word. Don't incline my ears to it and keep my eyes focused on to it. Attend to his words. People get out and attend to their flower beds, especially now getting all the dead stuff out. You're attending to it. You know, you're pulling all the dead stuff out. You got some dead stuff in you too. You know, we got to get rid of that stuff that's trying to hold us back. But, you know, his word tells us first that life comes only through the word. And we got to understand that life comes through the word. The written word is given to reveal the living word. Hallelujah. And who's the living word? It's Jesus Christ. He's the living word to us. And we have to grab a hold to that part of the word. And, you know, Jesus is the living word. Matter of fact, I want you to look in John 1, verse 1 through 3. Hallelujah. John 1, 1. And it says, in the beginning. That's pretty simple, right? In the beginning, where you start. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. Plain and simple. Verse 2 now. Look at verse 2. And he tells us, he was in the beginning with God. Now we got he is in the beginning with God. All right, let's go to number 3. And he says, all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. Boy, what are you telling me? All things were made through him. Him. Who him? Jesus. All things were made through Jesus, and without Jesus, nothing was made that was made. It was Jesus. He sent Jesus for a reason, right? Now let's go to 1 John 1:14. And it says, and the Word became flesh. Praise the Lord. What are we talking about now? We're talking about Jesus, right? He became flesh and dwelt among us. And, you know, I could tell you, Jesus walked among those people, and they didn't even know who he was. And they didn't care. Sounds like it today, don't it? He said, dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus is the Word of God. Thank God we've got it in written form. We got it, you know, nowadays there's no excuse not to know what the word is. I mean, it's all computerized, it's all deputized or whatever. You can find God's word somewhere. You know, I mean, we got Bibles for the kids back there, boxes of them to give to the kids. And, you know, Not just to have a Bible. Say I got a Bible book because I brought my Bible. No, we got it so that they can grab a hold to the Word before it's too late. As some adults don't even know what the Word is. You think about it. The Word of God is Jesus. Hallelujah, and that's the reason why Jesus came, that man might have life. Yeah, but you just don't know what all I've been going through, all this kind of stuff. But don't give up. That should make you even want to get into the Word a whole lot stronger. Get into it more. Get into His Word, even though situations look horrible around you. You know, and you just don't know if you're going to be able to take the next breath. Praise the Lord, but God's word gives us life. Praise the Lord. And Jesus didn't come to make mankind some new rules and regulations. You've got to do this. You know, you've got to do all this. You've got to do 20 push-ups before I even hear you. He's not a sergeant in the military. God is a loving God. God wants to take care of us. But he doesn't want us to abandon him. I've seen too many times people have prayed to get a complete healing in their body, and they received a complete healing in their body, and you never saw them again. And then all of a sudden, you see them out on the street somewhere, and they don't even go nowhere. Then you see people come in and says, I need a blessing from God. God, will you bless me? I don't know what we're going to do. This is going on. Pray for them. And then after a while, after you pray for them, and God blesses them with an awesome job, and then you don't see them again. What happened? Before you know it, they're looking for two jobs. Because whatever happened, they wasn't following after God. And something happened. But you know, we have to understand that Jesus didn't come so that he'd set us some rules and regulations. You know, you hear too many people, well, I got to do this. If I don't do this at church, I guess I'll go to hell. No. You know, God wants us to be a doer of the word. Right? But not have works as your only way to get to heaven. You understand what I'm saying? Works is not going to get you to heaven, but you got to be a doer of the word. You got that straight. You know, if I don't get all them cobwebs off the church, God's going to send me to hell. No, them cobwebs going to be there even after you got sent to hell. But you won't get sent to hell for leaving cobwebs at the church. You being into the works ministry. You understand what I'm saying? Works is not going to get you to heaven. Praise the Lord. But you know, he didn't set any new rules to you know, especially the stairway to heaven on that glory road. No, instantly we'll be in heaven, right? So you say, man, I don't know. I surely hope I can make those steps. That's a long way. No, you'll make the steps, because when Jesus calls, when that time comes to go home, pow, you ain't got to worry about them steps. Praise the Lord. What you going to be? Didn't it say in God's word that you're going to have a new body? You'll run up them steps if there are steps. But I don't believe God is right there with us, because it's our spirit that's going, not old bad legs. You see what I'm saying? Because we become a new person, right? That's what he says in his word. Now, you know, some people may think, say, well, I just don't know about this old body. No, that old body ain't going. That old body, you're getting a new body. So if you're thinking, man, you know, I come in here with a limp, or I come here leaned over like this, man, just think, you ain't going to be leaning over much, because you'll be standing up straight. Praise the Lord. That's God's healing in our bodies. And you know, he came that we might have life, and life more abundantly. Doesn't his word tell us that? You know, in Proverbs it told us to attend to my words. Not only we need to listen to Jesus and to look at Jesus, but the written word also unveils him to us. I don't know about you. When I get in the word and I start reading the word, it's like it comes right out at me. It's like, wow, Jesus is alive. He comes out of those pages. The Spirit of God comes in, and you start being able to communicate. Because why? You're not thinking about this going on over here. You're not thinking about, well, I got to hurry up and get this done so I can. You understand what I'm saying? We're focused. We're attending to God's words. Hallelujah. But we need to understand that. Well, let's look in Galatians 3:13. I love this right here. In Galatians 3:13. And it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. He took it all for us. He took it on the chin. He took it all. Curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Now turn to Romans 6:23. And it says, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Back in Proverbs, the writer was telling us, he was inspired by the Holy Spirit. And attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. That's an awesome time to be. You're with God. You're inclined. You're hearing his words. He's speaking to you. You're speaking to him. And you're able to worship him. And the things of the rest of this world just fall off. And you know, a lot of times we want to hang out with the bad stuff. You know, I can tell you, going, you know, hearing some people who went through rehab and all this kind of stuff, I can tell you, they enjoyed it. They would tell you. I know they didn't. They would enjoy it when things would happen, so they gave them an excuse to go get drunk. Because the drunk would kill the pain. But I tell you, after a while, they started realizing, started hearing the word, and the word planted into them, and they decided, well, you know what? The word healed me a whole lot better than that alcohol or those drugs. It's the word of God that healed me. And you talk to people that have gone through those things, and they can tell you that it's the word of God, that the Spirit of God has come in and has taken away that pain. Now, sure, the pain does come, but they don't run to the bottle. They run to the Bible. You see what I'm saying? They run to the Bible, and they grab a hold to the Word, and they get drunk in the Spirit, and they'll know what they did the day before. You see what I'm saying? They can remember those things. But, you know, if you want to walk in the fullness of life, I don't know about you, but I want to walk in the fullness. What there is, I want it. And first of all, God gives his word for us to pay an undivided attention to. Pay attention to his words and not everything else that's going on. And, you know, put away everything else, that, you know, especially in your mind. You know, it may take a little, like when you start praying and asking, speaking to the Lord, it take a little while because you got things in your mind that's still trying to say, oh, come on, come on, come on. You ain't got time for this. We got to go do this, or we got to go do that. That's why we talk about praying in the Spirit is a whole lot better, because your mind don't know what you're praying. And, you know, you say, why you know all that? Well, I've been down that road. We were talking about it before church. The denomination we were in, they never talked about it. I had to find out some more about it. And I found out I got power when I pray in tongues, when I pray in the Spirit, when I pray or whatever it is. I got the power. And I don't know about you, you know. You know, it's almost like, got that big S on your shirt, you know. I got the Spirit of God on me. Because why? Because I'm filled with the Spirit of God. And I'm baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Because it's got the power. And a lot of people, I don't want to do that. That's of the devil. Well, why did God put it in the Word? This ain't the devil's Bible. This is God's Bible. If it's in God's Bible, I believe it. But you know, the Word says, you know, we need to understand what the Word is trying to tell us. You know, we got to put everything else away. You know, we're so concerned about our neighbor, or we're so concerned about what's going to happen in our government, what's going to happen in this, what's going to happen in this. You know, all this is going to be thrown away. Think about it. That's where our heavenly home is. You know, my biggest concern should be, is my family going to heaven? You know, I don't care what the government rules they put out and everything else. Is my family going to heaven? Are they walking in divine health? Am I going to see them again in heaven? You understand what I'm saying? But you know, we just because you hear the word, that means you got to act upon the word of God. And God has told us to incline your ear to my sayings. Just like you're looking at me. And you know, you can hear a whole lot better when you're looking right at somebody, because you're hearing the word. You're hearing what's going on. And God told us to incline our ear to my sayings. We are opening up our ears for God's saying, and close our ears to the things that we don't need to be hearing. It's so many things out there that can take your attention away from God. God wants you. I'm not talking about your whole group. I'm talking about He wants you. He loves you. He loves everyone, but He wants you. He wants that time with you. He wants to show you His love. He wants to show you His faithfulness. He wants to be with you. He wants to walk in the cool of the day with you. But you understand what I'm saying here, that we need to focus on God. Focus on what He is telling us in His Word. Incline your ear to His saying. What He's telling me. He is telling me a whole lot of things. When I'm not paying attention, He's trying to tell me something. And I'll tell you what, He also tells us when we're going to do wrong. Don't do that. But if we're not paying attention, what we're going to do? Keep on going. And you know, it's like running a red light. You might have made it through that red light, but eventually one of them red lights is going to catch you. You see what I'm saying? So we need to understand that for us to incline your ear to God's saying, what is He telling us? And you know, it's okay to open the Word of God. It's okay to open up the Bible. Because we were talking about it the other day. I went to a country where you couldn't open up a Bible. Not the Holy Bible. You could open up their Bible in that country. And it was another denomination. But I can tell you, you can open up your Bible. This is the United States of America. There should be no reason why there shouldn't be people on the streets talking to people about Jesus. So you can talk about Jesus. You may get shoved. You may get spit on. But didn't the disciples get all spit on and everything else? But you know what? We got to do what God has told us to do according to His Word. No matter what. They got people out there right now that don't want Jesus. If they only knew the Jesus I know, they would change. But, you know, just because people talk Jesus, people talk the Word, but is the Word in here? Or is it just giving God lip service? This is where it's got to come, because He talked about it being in our hearts, that we need to close our ears and eyes to everything else that is going on in the world. Search our hearts for the true things that God has for us. And we are to listen to what God has been saying. We have to listen to what He says. By believing it and accepting it, His Word will work for us. I don't know. It works for me. Now, sometimes, it's okay to question God. At least you're having a conversation with Him. Hallelujah. Have a conversation with Him saying, hey, this is my little predicament here, God. You're going to have to straighten this. I don't understand this at all. But you understand what I'm saying is that we need that relationship with Jesus. We need to see Jesus. We need to talk to Jesus. We need to have that time with Jesus. You know, I mean, you say, well, I don't know if I got time. Well, He's got time for you. You know, spend 5 minutes with Him. And I tell you, I guarantee you, eventually, if you spend 5, 10, 15, 20, you're going to spend more and more time with Him because you're spending time with Him. And you can tell people that when they don't spend time with God. You can look at people and watch their actions to know if they're spending time with God. How you know? You know. You'll know. You know, first thing you say, by the way they act. You know, I mean, I may act kind of goofy sometimes up here, but I got the joy of the Lord on the inside of me. You know, I got the joy of the Lord. And I want you to grab that joy too. And I want it to overflow from me onto you. And that you can get drunk as a skunk by the Spirit of God. You know, I mean, you think about it. It's because of the Spirit of God that's going to take you on to higher places. It's the Spirit of God and the Word of God that will take you and heal you and will restore you to back what you need to be, how God made you. And He made you the righteousness of Christ. And we have to understand you are the righteousness of Christ. Praise the Lord. Did you get anything out of this today? Hallelujah.